This is the Daily Commute Podcast with DJ Chuang. It is Thursday, July 14th, 2005, 5:42 p.m. on my evening commute home from my office in Chantilly, Virginia to Bethesda, Maryland. I've just crossed the American Legion Bridge, and I'm coming up on the split where on the Washington, D.C. Beltway, inner loop of Interstate 495, there's a split with Interstate 270 on the left lanes, and the inner loop continuing on the right lanes towards Bethesda. I'm probably about 10 minutes away from home, depending on how traffic flows from this point forward. And you might be able to pick up some of the raindrops in the background. It is pouring out there, and this might be the residual raindrops from one of the hurricanes, Dennis or Cynthia or something like that. I have not been able to make as many podcasts, record them and produce them as I would have liked. Life has been in overdrive even during this summer season, and I am on the tail end of my medication as I've been recovering from bronchitis. I have been coughing for at least 2 to 3 weeks. A lot of junk that comes up with that coughing, but no other symptoms. A little bit of tiredness, but when I would have to talk for any length of... Okay, a phone call just came in, so that interrupted the recording. I am using a personal audio recorder on my Creo 600 and a headset while I'm recording so that I can double up on my time and kind of redeem the time on my commute. But have not seen what the trio will do when a phone call comes in while I'm trying to do a podcast. And you know what? The thing is, when I do use certain applications and a phone call comes in, or even when I'm on a phone call and another one comes in, I've had times where the trio will just reset, entirely reset, and it's crazy. It's a very good unit. It's not perfect, but it's a very good unit in combining a PDA with a camera and a cell phone, kind of an all-in-one smartphone. Very nice piece of technology, but when you're packing that much technology into that limited amount of space, and there's probably a rush on the deadline to get it out, that it doesn't work perfectly all the time. I'm coming up on my exit, so traffic is flowing from the split to the Rockville Pike exit very well. The rain is still coming down very hard, and when I do these recordings, I don't have a cough button, so now that I've been coughing for so long, I've realized why they have a cough button in the radio studio. It's a very handy feature when producing a talk show or a radio show, but when I'm recording live, and I do not do the fix and post kind of thing. When I record these audio blogs, I just record them, convert them, and upload them. And so that's as fast as I can produce podcasts, and I want to just share a few words with my audience about my life during my commute time. So, like the summer has been an overdrive. I've just been still working two jobs, and for the short foreseeable future, that will be kind of status quo. But I do have a new role and a new manager at my full-time job with American Bible Society, and I hope to share a little more about that in the coming week or two. We have a corporate culture that's very judicious and careful in how they do corporate communications. So I will have a more active role in the web strategy. And so I hope that will also incorporate a more active role in forming and creating communication, whether by audio or by text or by web or by print. So we will see. And what else did I want to mention? So I've been traveling quite a bit. It's been overdrive of a different kind than usually during... Yeah, another call just came in, and I don't know if where we got cut off, but I was just describing a bit of my overdrive lifestyle for this summer. I realized that as much as I would like to produce more podcasts, and I purchased this little handy software so that I could at least record them, that that I don't have enough time and energy to really produce as many podcasts as the norm would be. You know, ideally, you want to produce one on a daily basis. A weekly is okay. You might still have some loyal listeners that will tune in. But podcasting is really designed for a daily routine kind of thing. And it is also designed for those who do well talking on their feet. And for me, I probably use writing medium a little better than talking with you. And, with all the rain, I'm not sure how well you're able to hear what I'm saying. I do have a noise cancellation headset on, which should help, but the few podcasts that I've done in the past have not turned out as well. Some of my older audio blog and podcasts were just way too noisy, and the recording level was unadjustable. And with this one, I hope you're able to just hear a few words about what's happening in my life. I do appreciate the number of listeners scattered around the country and the world who do tune in and share their concerns with my life. I'm very blessed. My new insight today was just how blessed I am and how much God has given me, and I'm grateful for all that I have. I just wish my feelings would catch up to that realization. You know, sometimes I struggle in the normal feelings with where I am at this life. So thank you for tuning in. We're coming up on the 8-minute mark, and that's going to wrap it up for this evening commute conversation. Blessings to you. Until next time, this is the Daily Commute Podcast with DJ Chuang. Tune in again at www.djchuang.com. Bye now.